Welcome to the Hacking Happy Podcast, a podcast designed to arm you with the tools and experiments that enable you to define happiness on your terms and inject more of it into each day. I'm your host, Penny Lacasso. I'm the world's first happiness hacker, and I have a bold mission. A mission to teach 10 million humans how to realize happiness on their terms by 2025. So, if you're ready to ignite your self-belief and inject more of what makes you feel good into each day, let's get started. Hello, beautiful humans, and welcome back to another episode of the Hacking Happy Podcast. Happy New Year. Happy 2023. What a beautiful time to check in and just take a moment to ask yourself, how am I feeling? Perhaps that deep breath in, that pause to consider the past month, to consider perhaps the start of a new year. And if by chance you're listening to this podcast down the track, you can still apply what I'm going to share today, even if you're not sitting at the start of 2023. If I drop in for a minute and share with you how I'm feeling at this moment in time, I have to be honest, it is alive in every aspect of my being. If I reflect on why that is, it's because for the past month, I filled my days with what I call the life ingredients that matter to me. Simple things like family, movement, nature, and positive impact. It took to thinking up this podcast for me to create that simple list in such, I suppose, a succinct way. So that's approximately 47.5 years to create what I'm now calling a life ingredients list. Damn. Here's the thing, better late than never. These are the basic elements that guide what I consider a wholehearted and meaningful life, for me anyway. So given where we're at, I want to have a play with this awareness tool to guide you into 2023 or whatever part of your life you're in right now. But first, let me take you back to the origins of the idea, direct from my personal journal. I spent hours over my summer break staring at the ocean and wondering, why does the ocean bring me so much joy and calm all at once? I gave myself permission. I allowed myself the time to daydream into the space of what? What if? What if I allowed my love of the ocean to guide me into 2023? What if I want to shape how I show up and what I say yes to based on how the ocean makes me feel? Now, if I am sounding crazy, bear with me. I'm deciding my year, this year, will be directed towards activities that make me feel so alive in my body, yet grounded and in the moment. Feel uncertain, yet empowered to trust the process, knowing there will be moments of growth and beauty. To feel connected and at one with nature. I want my year to also feel like anything is possible if I am open to expansion. So that's how I arrived at my revised word for the year. I started with believe, but I ditched it. When I started to feel really strongly a connection to the word expansive. That's the beauty of guiding life based on your life ingredients. You get to change if you'd like. That's how experimentation evolves into transformation. So with that, we come full circle. Back to the short and simple list of life ingredients that we started with. The ingredients that will orient how I show up in each day as I move through 2023. Now, I wonder if creating your own life ingredients list might be or prove to be a really helpful way for you to start your year. Hey there, thought I'd just press pause for a moment and ask you a question. I wonder if, like I used to, you use work as a form of escapism to avoid feelings that bubble under the surface and whisper to you constantly, this is not the life I want to live. But what if it doesn't have to be this way?
What if I told you you could bounce out of bed feeling confident in your path because you know what action to take to feel aligned and in motion with the life you long for? If you'd like to do this year differently, shift gears into freedom mode, let your priorities drive your time, not the other way around, feel courageous and confident in uncertainty and holistically supported on the journey, Flourish Forward Coaching might be right for you. Go to flourishforwardcoaching.com to book a discovery call today.
Or the next stage of whatever it is that you're going into. If it sounds like it may be, let me recommend how I'd like to invite you to have a play with this concept of a life ingredients list. I'd invite you to create some undistracted space and take some time to list out your top 3 to 5 life ingredients. Now, the only rule is to keep it simple so that these life ingredients, they're more directional in guiding your behavior than authoritative and inflexible, so that you feel like perhaps you're setting yourself up for failure. We don't want that. Remember my example from the beginning of our conversation today, if you need a guide. My example of life ingredients was as simple as family, movement, nature, and positive impact. They're kind of like guide words, if that makes sense. So the second thing I would suggest you do is, once you've got this list, place your list somewhere visible and try on a micro start of the day pep talk, reading through your simple list to set your intention for how you'd like the day to unfold. Now, for me, if I can get a couple of these life ingredients into each day, or even participate in an activity that blends the two, right? So two can be delivered through one activity, like nature and movement, for example, if I was walking, hiking. I know that if I can do that, it's going to increase the chances that the day will be a great day. And so I'm suggesting that if you try and do the same, it's likely you're going to have more great days. And look, that's what I think, or I hope, that most of us are looking for. It's, how do we make more of the days that we have available to us fulfilling and meaningful? So if you want a little accountability step tacked on at the end of you creating and starting to implement your life ingredients list, feel free to email me the list. I would love to hear from you. Simply drop me a note at hello@hackinghappy.co and share your list with me. So that is kind of the formal conclusion of the first podcast for the year. And I love that I just said formal, because there's nothing formal about anything that I do. But the reason I want to put that sort of end there is I want to take pause now and share with you 2 amazing opportunities that I have coming up for those of you listening who are seeking to make a serious shift in 2023. Firstly, the Calm Collective. Now, the Calm Collective, if you're not aware, is my 8-week group coaching program, and it is still open for applications. This is simply a container designed to enable you to move yourself to the top of your to-do list, to move from that feeling of existing into wholehearted living through the power of community and the science of positive psychology. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, simply drop me an email, hello@hackinghappy.co, or send me a DM on Instagram with the word calm, and I will share with you how to get amongst it. The second thing I want to share with you is I have some very exciting news that's a little on the lowdown. The amazing business doula, Leticia Andrick, and I are collaborating in 2023 to run a luxury transformative retreat at an exclusive Noosa hinterland property. This is going to happen in August 2023, and the property is not available to the general public or anyone else organizing this style of retreat. Think of this as a bit like a space where psychology and spirituality, or the psychology and spirituality of transformation, collide, wrapped in natural beauty and deep human connection. This retreat will be a space to step out of the void between intention and action and into your highest, healthiest potential by resetting the foundations that unlock the you that you dream of. So if this sounds like something you might need, DM me the word retreat on Insta or email me hello@hackinghappy.co. Now, I will pop all of these little pieces into the show notes so that you don't have to write everything down furiously while you're listening. Just jump into the show notes and you will find all of the details to access either the Calm Collective or put yourself down on the pre-invitation wait list for our upcoming retreat. I'm going to leave it there, my friends. Until next time, happiness looks good on you. Bye for now.
Thanks for joining me for today's episode of the Hacking Happy podcast. If there was something that ignited a flame or sparked a thought within you from this conversation, please take a screenshot and share it on your preferred social media platform. Feel free to tag me in Hacking Happy Co. or Penny Licalzo. Reviews are so important to reaching my goal of making 10 million beautiful humans just like yourself happier. So if you enjoyed your listen, please take a moment, leave a review and a rating on your preferred podcast listening platform. Until the next episode, remember, happiness looks good on you. Bye for now.